Unit 18. Inventions. Listening. Listen to the dialogues on the tape and answer the questions below. Dialogue 1.
At the patent office.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Frank Jones and I have a great idea for a new invention.
I see. Can you explain what it is?
Yes. Oh, it's great. It's an invention that will change the world. Listen. Cars and buses are good means of transportation, right? But they are expensive and noisy, and they pollute the air. Imagine a new means of transportation that lets people travel without a sound, that doesn't need any fuel, and doesn't pollute the air.
Sounds interesting. Go on, please.
Well, my invention is a vehicle with two wheels instead of four. It doesn't have an engine. Instead, you simply push these things here with your feet.
Excuse me, but perhaps...
No, look. You can use it to go to work, and it is so small that you won't have any problems finding a place to park. And it is cheap. Less than 3,000 yuan. Isn't it great? You also get exercise by riding it, and it's fun.
Excuse me.
And best of all, it... What?
I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, but I can't give you a patent for this invention.
Dialogue 2.
Good morning. My name is Jack Butler. I'd like to tell you about my new invention.
Okay. Please explain what it is and how it works.
Sure. I've been working on this idea for a long time, and it's finally ready. I got the idea when I saw a woman carrying her bags home from the supermarket. I noticed that the bags were so heavy that she had to stop and rest several times on the way. Now, I've had the same problem too, and I thought I'd do something about it.
So how did you solve this problem?
It's quite simple, really. We all know that things float in water, right?
Yes, but I don't see how...
So, I've built these large buckets, see? And all you have to do is put your bags in the buckets, and they will float. No more carrying those heavy old bags. They'll just float along.
Yes, but...
Oh, I know. You're wondering, well, won't the groceries get wet? Don't worry. I've thought of that. Just tie the bags up before you put them in the buckets, or use these special bags that come with the buckets.
Mr. Butler.
Yes?
It's not the water I'm worried about.
No?
No, you see, there's another, more serious problem.